that together.
It's like we knew what we were doing almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
All right. We're going to wrap it up with a song from the Cadillac Hot CD called Ernestine. Thank you. And thanks to the guys down at WMFO for having us on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, guys.
Listen to that crowd.
Yay. All right. Thank you to Billy Connors Project for playing. We'll chat with them up in a little bit. But in the meantime, here you go.
Time to find the light. Oh, Louise, come with me to see who's the bed. Oh, Louise, please answer me. I think the whispers are in my head. Spellbound tour.
Do you feel brave enough on the breeze?
Oh, Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
sacred cow. Yeah, we'll pay for it somehow. With a heavy dream, we'll pay for it. We'll pay for it. It's ringing in my ears, sticking in my throat. The heavy dream is hanging on.
You're listening to On the Tone with Mikey D. That is the Insomniac remix by Dan Isaacs of Heavy Dream from Parlor Bells. And speaking of which, let me get all the mics up. We have some people in here.
Hey.
Hello.
How you doing?
Oh, yeah, right.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, come on. You guys have been around the block a couple of times. You should know about this on radio.
Yeah.
Or microphones.
I mean, you sound okay.
But you sound a lot better here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Like this. Hello.
Yes, adjust the volumes in your headsets and all of that. So we have the Billy Connors Project here. Now, between all of you guys, like, have you guys added up the amount of time you've been in the scene here? Between all of you guys, because you guys are a super group of sorts.
I mean, thank you. I appreciate that.
So do I. Would you want us to add it up in hours or years?
The hours.
Years.
The hours?
Yeah, years.
A long time.
A long time.
So all that being said, like, what is the biggest difference that you notice, like back then and now when you're playing shows?
You made a lot more money back then.
Really?
Oh yeah.
And more people went out.
Yeah, more people were going out to clubs, and music, I think, was treated by the public as being more special. It was a special event just to have the music. And now it's clubs thin out early. It's interesting. People won't stay. I mean, it used to be that the headliner band would go on at midnight. And it just isn't the case anymore. I mean, people aren't there at midnight. If you were the headlining band at midnight, you'd be playing to a one-third full room probably.
I don't like hearing that.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, I don't depressing. Like saying it. Yeah.
But I think the difference is back then in the 70s, when everything was popping off, it was because it was a community and it was new. And it was like, this thing of ours. You know, it was something that everything was new. You know, you tell the story.
I tell the story?
Yeah. Billy's been around longer than us.
Well, just to what you're referring to, the four guys in this band do have a pretty good history in this
town. Right. I mean, that's something that I like, and I love the history of Boston music. I every now and again, I don't know if you heard some of the stuff I was playing, I would dig back a little bit. I mean, probably not as far as, you know, the 70s, because, I mean, we have a hard time having anything in here from the 70s. But if we did, bet I would be digging into
those. Well, back in the 70s, I was in a band called The Boys.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the Live at the Rat album and put out a couple of records. Ray was a member of the Atlantics.
Mm-hmm.
Adam was a member of Private Lightning and The Souls. And Mike's been in every band in Boston.
Are you the utility player?
The hottest working band in showbiz.
At one time, yeah.
So, yeah, we have a lot of experience. We have been around for a little bit of time. But when it comes to the playing, that's still vibrant. I mean, it's still exciting to get on the stage and to play the songs. When you hit that first chord, you still get the rush of adrenaline. And we've been fortunate. We've had some pretty nice crowds at some of our gigs, people dancing and all that, which, by the way, we love it when people dance. That just makes it so much more enjoyable for the band. So get off your ass and
yeah,
get off your butts and dance.
You can say ass.
Excuse me. Yeah, you're okay with ass. See, I just said it too.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
But that's as far as we're going to take
it. I got
it.
I got the lecture before. We're
a family show on at 11:30 at night.
For insomniac families.
There you go. It's an insomniac family hour. I just find it interesting that you guys have been in bands that have had a little bit of notoriety on a national level, and you're still wanting to play, and even if it's even if the crowd is smaller or they thin out by midnight when you get on stage or what have you,
it's still fun. It's still fun to play.
What is it that makes you want to get up and get on the stage and hit that first chord even so many years later?
When you get old, you just want to keep on playing until you can't play anymore. So that's what I'm going to do.
Well, that was it.
How profound.
It's just, it feels good.
Okay.
I mean, it feels the vibrations, I think. I mean, if you think about it, just being able to play a big, beautiful power chord is just one of the greatest things in my life. So this sort of keeps me alive now, playing.
And I think one of the other things, too, is... we still get excited when we create stuff. When we write new, I know Adam and I write a lot together.
Okay.
And it's like the most exciting time to be in a band is when you have a new song to teach the guys. And you don't know how it's going to come out. A lot of the times it comes out very different than what you expected when you wrote it.
Mm.
But that buzz is still there. Get very excited when we come up with something.
That's great to hear. Mm. That's great to hear. As somebody who appreciates that the Boston music from yesteryear, plural years, but
and all the stories you heard were true.
do you have any crazy stories that people may not know? Even if it's just a gig last month,
there's a reason they don't know.
If you get us talking about record companies, that we'll talk all night long and tell you the horror stories.
Geez.
But let's leave that. Let's leave.
Yeah,
that.
That probably shouldn't be it. That shouldn't be on air.
I might slip.
Uh-oh. Let's not do that. So you have this four-song EP, which is very, very sweet. And why only four songs? I mean, come on.
Well, it takes money, first of all.
Oh, there you go.
And if you just... And in the event that maybe it doesn't sell as much as you'd hope it to, you've wasted all that material. It's better to just do four songs at a time. And just leave them wanting more.
Well, when we made this record, we made it with David Minahan, and it was such an enjoyable process. Basically, it was made in 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
And one of the things that we've been talking about doing is we'd like to do like a 4 or 5 song EP twice a year.
That's not a bad goal to have.
So as of right now, we're going in October, I believe. That's the plan, anyways, to do the next one.
I see nodding and shaking heads. What's going on here?
No, it was me. I didn't hear.
I woke Mike up.
I will say, I mean, this lineup has been together for about a year, and I mean, we've already put out an EP. I mean, every band I played in the past, usually the rule of thumb is about a year and a half to 2 year turnaround from the time you get to the studio to the time you finish a product.
And we already counting. Have
one. We're talking about we have songs for a second one. I mean,
that's good.
This is the fastest turnaround I've ever seen any band I've ever played in. I'm proud to be a part of it.
With that compared to yesteryear's, with the turnaround, do you find that a little more gratifying? I mean, knowing that you don't have to wait a year for this thing to come out, and I mean, even in the '90s, I knew bands that it they had a record in the can. It just took forever for them to get the money to put it out.
Mm.
So do you find...
Well, back in the old days, it was harder to put out your own stuff.
Right,
you know?
True.
You know, well, now it's everybody can do it.
I mean, do you find that inspiring or do you feel like it's a pressure thing to keep rolling out with material?
I'll tell you, this was probably the most enjoyable time I've ever spent in a recording studio.
Okay.
We just knew what we wanted to do. We knew what we wanted to get done. We went in there. David was great to work with. And it's probably one of the records that I like the most that I've been involved with, because it sounds like what we sound like.
Okay. No complaints there.
Yeah.
So, all right.
And by the way, if anybody's interested in getting our record.
Yeah, I was going to say, enough of me yammering about days gone by. Let's talk about now.
Right now, it's available for download on Bandcamp.
Mm-hmm.
And we encourage you to go to the Billy Connors Project page and download it. You can dance to it. You can have a lot of fun to it. Please buy our record.
Please buy our record. That's something that probably hasn't changed since back in the day. Yeah. So you did mention some upcoming gigs. So which ones are those?
Well, just to let folks know, we were scheduled to play tomorrow night up at the
Spotlight
Tavern in Beverly.
Mm.
And unfortunately, the Spotlight Tavern's bitten the dust, and we're not going to be there tomorrow night. So,
oh boy!
So anybody that was planning on coming on Friday night, rather, anybody that was planning on coming to the show, please stay home.
So where should they go for your next gig then?
Our next gig is going to be the 23rd of September at the C Note in Hull for the Rat Reunion, or whatever they call that now, the Rat Beach Party.
The Rat Beach Party. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does that have anything to do with the rat? Or?
No.
Okay. Well, no. Because
loosely,
I know they've had rat reunion shows mm-hmm. at various venues in Eastern Massachusetts. So
yeah.
you never know.
I think the important gig that's coming up is on September 30th at one of our favorite places, which is Tavern at the End of the World.
Ah, yeah.
We love it there. Mm. And so hopefully our Somerville friends will come out and Charlestown friends will come out and support us there.
Hint, hint.
Mm-hmm.
So how can people get in touch with you?
Probably the easiest way is to go to our Facebook page and leave us a message. That's probably the only way to get a hold of us right now, unless you have the phone number.
Right.
We won't give out the phone number.
Yeah, no, we're not going to give out the phone number just yet.
but
if it would sell records, we probably would.
Do you really think that would sell records?
Nah.
Not a chance.
But yes, the 4-song EP is on Bandcamp. Is it Billy Connors Project or The Billy Connors
Project? The Billy Connors
Project. The Billy Connors Project. Bandcamp.com. And, you can get it there. Can they get the CD through there or no?
If you're interested in buying a hard copy CD, probably the only way to get it right now is to come to one of our shows.
September 23rd and mm-hmm. September 30th. The 30th of Tavern at the End of the World.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it? I was trying to remember everything so I could do a kind of subliminal thing.
You're doing great. But, you're doing great.
It's almost like you've done this before.
What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. Not a clue.
What is this not?
No, but thank you guys for coming in and playing it in Studio D.
Well, thank you for having us.
Having you in that hallowed hall. Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Mike and Joel for helping us out, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, guys.
And Bob.
Oh, yeah. Bob helped you set up. So.
Okay.
Yeah, Bob is good.
Bob's in the other room.
Okay. Hi, Bob.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, Bob.
I'll let you guys break down your equipment and everything. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much for having us.
Yes. Thank you so much. All right. Billy Connors Project, everybody. All right. So, let's Let's throw something on from this sweet compilation I got back in the day. From back in the day, rather. So here you go. 91.5 WMFO.
Nobody knew what it said. I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
slide between my toes. I am breaking your heart, but for now I've gotta go. He's like a fallen angel, and I'd like to wear his breath. But she told me
listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was Sarah Blacker with These Summer Nights. Amazing, amazing song. Weekend Friends gave you Crushed. The Field Effect gave you Porcelain and House of Cards. I dug into my rock and roll anthology compilation for that one too. That was Da Body A. I think I said that right. Anyway, that brings an end to On the Town with Mikey D. I want to thank the Billy Connors Project for playing again. And we will be back next week with 3 more hours of great local music. So I'm going to end everything with something new. And they just released a video for this. So enjoy. This is Donaher with The Wrong Side of Webster Street. See you next week.
I'm from the wrong side of Webster Street, I know. I got this chip on my shoulder, I